Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna, and normally you hear Stephanie popping in right about now. However, she's a little busy this weekend. If any of you have been following us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Periscope, Blab, wherever, all the social media platforms that I'm active on, you will know that we have a very special event this weekend. Stephanie is getting married, so I'm going to be taking care of the show by myself today. I want to thank you if you're on with me live, whether you're on the web or you're called in. This is going to be an interesting show because we are going to talk about a technique that master salespeople use all the time. We're the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest Texas, and our mission is to equip you with the tools, techniques to help you become an expert, a master of sales. So today's episode is especially important to me because I love to tell stories. I love using stories to capture people, to connect with people, and ultimately to sell to people. So I'm just going to dive right into the content that we have for you today. I promised in all of the promo that we would be talking about things like the benefits of storytelling, how to use stories in a sales presentation, and of course, finally, most importantly, how to craft compelling stories that lead people to make a sales decision. Now, as I'm getting started, I want to reiterate that sales is a service profession. Our mentor, Eric Lofholm, tells us that sales is about service. We sell from honesty, integrity, and compassion. Sales is also about leading. It's about moving people to action. And so when we're crafting our sales presentations, notice I use the word crafting, not put together, not throw together. We have a purpose, and we're putting things together in a deliberate manner, much like you would create something. You have a purpose for that creation. And so we're crafting sales presentations, and we're crafting them in order to lead people to make a buying decision. We want them to make a decision that's going to be in their best interest. And of course, we're in front of them because we believe that what we have to offer them is what they need to solve a want, need, or desire. But let's first talk about what the benefits of stories in sales are. You know, stories are probably my favorite way to build value into a sales presentation. Selling is really 90% psychology, 90% psychology. And I believe that's a statistic that comes from Brian Tracy, but really it's very, very true. If I were to ask you the question, do people buy out of logic or emotion? If we were in a live presentation, most of the room will tell me that people buy from logic. They're thinking logically about their decision. But the fact of the matter is most people buy using their emotions. And that's where stories are so powerful and so beneficial. Because one of the first benefits that you will receive out of using stories is that stories move people emotionally. They move people emotionally. You see, a good crafted story will cause the individual, the person you're talking to begin to live inside the story and start to feel what the person in the story is feeling. Research has shown us that when we're fully engaged in a story, the centers of our brain respond in the exact same way they would if it was actually happening to us. See, our brain doesn't know the difference between what we're thinking about and what the reality is. Our brain responds as if it was actually in that situation. Think about the last time you were at a movie. What made the movie so enjoyable? Well, it was the fact that you related to one or more of the characters in the story. I recently saw the movie The Martian, and there's a very critical part in the story where the crew of the Hermes has to make a decision about whether to save their lives or go back and get their fellow astronaut who is left on Mars, played by Matt Damon. And as they're going back and forth and back and forth about the decision, you're tied up in their decision. What are they going to decide to do? You know that our instinct is to self-preserve, but you also have a feeling, you know, we've been watching Matt Damon on Mars, and you want him to get rescued. And the emotions are there. You're actually feeling the tension that's going on in the room as these characters are making the decision. Why? Because our brains don't know that we're not in that room with them, right? We're watching it. That's real-time information going to the brain. So that we have to know that when we're telling stories, well-crafted stories, are going to have the same response. They will be engaged emotionally with the person in the story when you tell your story well. A second benefit of storytelling is that stories act like invisible selling. This is especially important when you're using stories to convey the benefits of your product or service to your prospect. These stories speak to us at an unconscious level. And if someone accepts your story, they will also accept the conclusion of your story. This is why infomercials are so powerful. They're very powerful because they tell a story, and even though they're not laying out all the facts, what they are doing is they're illustrating the facts. And the person watching the show is looking at this and relating to the character in some way, fashion, or form. You know, the reason I became an Eric Lofholm, or I got Eric Lofholm professional sales training, is because Eric told a story. You see, Eric was the worst in his company when it came to sales training. And in 60 days, he went from worst to first by getting the professional sales training that he was sharing with us. Well, I felt like I was the worst in my company. Granted, I was the only salesperson in my company, but I felt I was doing a very poor job. And I thought, if he can do it, I can do it. And it was at that point that I made the decision to move forward with professional sales training. He did not lay out facts. He told a story, just like you can to your prospects. A third benefit from storytelling is that stories suspend time. Stories suspend time. Let's go back to watching the movie The Martian. The Martian was actually a pretty long movie, but we were so engaged in the story that when the 2.5 hours had passed, it didn't seem like that long. And I was really surprised how late it was. Well, when you're engaging a client and you're telling stories and they're engaged with you, then the same thing happens to them. And what I like to point out is that the longer you're able to engage the client, the more they'll begin to relate to you and trust you. Trust and rapport is the cornerstone of sales. If they're beginning to trust you, they're more likely to buy from you. So by suspending time, you're able to build trust and rapport. You're able to share more information. Again, this is going under their radar, so they're not actively resisting anymore. And you're able to sell to them without selling to them. I hope this is beginning to make sense. Of course, as I said, because of stories, you're able to increase rapport. And when you can increase rapport, absolutely, absolutely, you are much more likely to close the sale. So, moving along, let's talk about the kinds of stories you can tell. You can tell your story. How did you get involved in sales? How did you get involved in starting to sell your product or service? I just told you how I got involved in sales training. I also have a corporate housing business. And it's helpful when I stand in front of a room to share with people how my husband and I got started in short-term furnished apartments. You see, we tell people how we've been in their shoes over and over and over and repeatedly had negative experiences because we weren't able to get into a furnished apartment on a short-term basis, hence the beginnings of our company. So when we tell that story, people can relate to us and they don't think we're just trying to make money, but that we really have found a need that needs to be met. You can tell your company story. If you're part of a company, let's say you're part of a network marketing company or a real estate company, you know, most companies have very interesting beginnings that people enjoy learning about. And again, it helps to lower the sales resistance that people naturally have when they're talking to you. You know, we're naturally suspicious, and it's okay. Our job is to help people relax, enjoy being with us so that we can help them, lead them in a buying decision. Now, of course, some of the most powerful stories that you have are stories of satisfied customers. These are the stories we all like to hear. These are the testimonials. I love to tell people how I've helped them, how I've helped other people in the same situation they were in. In my corporate housing company, I often get companies to me who think they can save money by doing all the work themselves. And what I do is I share with them stories of companies who had a similar thought process, but after I showed them everything I could do for them, for the same price as a hotel, many times they will move forward with my company. Why? Because I tell a story of satisfied customers. So while I'm talking about this, I want you to just jot down what stories you have of satisfied customers. If you're just getting started in a business, look for stories of other companies who have had similar success using a similar product or service until you can build your own stories. And then keep a file on your computer of those stories. Now, the other story you can tell is you can tell the story of clients who chose not to buy from you and later regretted it. These are extremely powerful stories because of what motivates us to take action. Tony Robbins says that we have two primary motivators. We will act to gain pleasure, or we will act to avoid pain. Again, if I'm in a room and we're talking, and I ask the question, how many people believe that more people work toward getting pleasure than they do to avoid pain, the majority of people will raise their hand to say pleasure. The fact is that the majority of us work to avoid pain. Sometimes rewards are not enough. We need to know that we're going to avoid pain. So when you can craft a story about someone who regretted moving forward with you, or they gave the objection, well, I have to talk to my husband or my wife, or I have to talk to my business partner, or it's too expensive. Whatever the objection they have, whatever held them back, they may come back to you and say, oh, now we're ready to work with you because. And they can explain the money that they spent, the time they wasted, the lack of results that they got doing it with somebody less expensive or trying it on their own. These are important stories because these are even more powerful than telling about satisfied clients because we all want to avoid pain. We all want to avoid pain, and therefore, these are powerful stories to put in your black belt selling toolbox. Now, we're at the halfway point, and I just want to let you know that we now have CDs available with our top five selling episodes. If you're following me in Facebook, I will put the information in Facebook about how you can get a copy of these CDs. We have been broadcasting for over a year, so it's been a very exciting time for us. And we decided to celebrate that by putting together our top five listened to episodes. They include talking to Eric Lofholm himself about the system, talking to the legend sales closer, Bengay III. We also spoke to a sales leader out of Ontario, Canada, Christopher Robbins, who shared with us his secrets for closing the sale. And we even talked to an international internet marketer out of Africa who showed us how to do internet marketing with zero budget. If that's something that you are interested in learning more about, connect with us on Facebook. Ask to join our Black Belt Selling group. facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. We'll add you to the group and you can find out more information there. But now we're going to get back to storytelling. So we've gone over the benefits of stories and we've talked about the kinds of stories that you can use. But how do I use the stories? Where do I use the stories? Where do they fit into the sales process, Anna? Well, the sales system is a very simple one, and it's a sequence. So after you've gotten their name and set the appointment, you want to build trust and rapport. And I spoke briefly about that earlier when I was talking about how stories suspend time. So stories can be used to help build trust and rapport. Then you move on to discovering the need. And I think one of the most key places that I like to use stories is when I'm sharing the benefits. Remember, people relate to stories emotionally. They connect emotionally to stories. And so if you, when you're sharing the benefits and you're telling the story of someone who was enjoying the benefits of the product or service, what you're doing is you're selling, you're telling about the features, but you're painting a picture in the mind of your prospect of what that's going to look like. And if they're moved emotionally and they're relating to the story, they're going to start to what? They're going to start to live and enjoy the benefit even before they buy the product. That, my friend, will make your sales call irresistible. And who does not want an irresistible sales call? I tell you what, I like to be irresistible when it comes to sales. You can also use them to answer objections. And this is probably also one of my favorite places to use stories. See, one way to start off a story is by saying, especially when they give you an objection. So let's say that you're a network marketer, and probably a very common objection in network marketing is, well, I need to think about it. So you tell the story, you start your story something like this. Well, this reminds me of a story of a client who was in a similar situation. Let me share with you what they did. And then you go on to share with them about the client who had the same objection. You can also use stories to preframe, to address the objection before the objection comes up. So you can do that in the sharing the benefits portion. So you can do that by saying, you know, a lot of people say that our product is expensive, but I had several clients who went ahead, found the money, and moved forward. And then you'll share benefit, how they enjoyed that product or service. So there's multiple ways you can use stories. These are just a few of the ways that stories can be used in the sales presentation to add value and present benefits that your prospect will enjoy. Okay, we want to get them to enjoy the benefits before they actually buy so that they're more likely to buy. And stories are a very powerful way of doing that. Now, of course, we're down to how do you craft a compelling story. Before I get into the how-tos of that, I want to talk a little bit about a very, very powerful technique that most of you are probably very familiar with but may have a lot of resistance to, and that's sales scripting. You know, a script really is a series of words in sequence that have meaning. So everybody actually talks in a script of sorts. The thing about scripting when it comes to sales is that it helps you organize your thoughts in a progression that leads people to make a decision. Let me say that again. Scripting helps you organize your thoughts in a sequence that helps people make a buying decision. You see, there's a common misconception that you're either born a salesperson or you're not. But the fact of the matter is, master sales closers use scripts. Many of them have script books. And major corporations pay a lot of money to get scripts for their salespeople because they understand that people respond in predictable ways. And when you find a sequence of words, a script, that gets yeses a lot of the time, that's a winning script. And you want to write that down. They've actually found that master sales closers who don't use scripts close fewer sales when they're winging it. So you want to think about scripting, maybe not in a formal sense, but the direction of ideas you want to present to your customer, and you want to write this down because we all forget. We all tend to forget things. So it's a great way to remind yourself of what you want to say in front of your prospect. I have to tell you, even now, I have in front of me a script, a flow of ideas that I want to share with you on the broadcast so I can give you the absolute best value possible. Scripts can be powerful, flexible, but they also help you to be prepared. Now, Dr. Donald Moyne says that sales script books are organized and useful sets of the most powerful ways to handle the exact objections and stalls that you get in your sales calls. So when you're thinking about a story that you want to use to share the benefits or to address objections, you want to have an outline that you can follow that will help you stay on track when you're with a customer. And you want to practice your scripts. You absolutely want to practice your scripts. So here are four steps to follow in order to create compelling stories that will lead to more yeses. The first thing you want to do is that you want a relatable hero. Now, this is someone who shares the same concern or characteristics as your prospect. For example, why do we like Superman? Well, Superman has a weakness. One is Lois Lane, and the other is kryptonite. We have to have a relatable hero, someone who shares the same problems, the same difficulties as the prospect in front of us. You want to paint the pain. I have a friend who's in financial services. I probably have more friends than I know, but this is one that I'm working with right now. And when she's talking to a client, she doesn't want her story to say, "Let me tell you about Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith was having financial difficulties," and then moving on to what the solution was. Instead, she can talk about how Mr. Smith was getting regular calls from creditors, and he had a brand new baby that he was concerned about in going to college later. And his mortgage was a month behind. You see, by painting a picture, the financial difficulties now translate into word pictures. You can hear the phone ringing, the anxiety of the person looking at the phone and not wanting to answer the phone. You can see him looking at his baby, worried about the baby's future. You can see all of that by painting a picture of the pain, the difficulty that you helped that person solve. But every story has the conflict, and then there's the climax. There's the climax. There's the point where the story apexes. This is where you want to show that they took action. They bought your product or service. Everything leads to the decision to buy. And then you want to paint a happy ending. The happy ending is that the person now comes home and he looks at his child and he's excited for the future that he's helping create for the child by getting financial planning. Or he's able to relax in the evening because he knows that he's going to be able to pay his mortgage on time. We want to paint and be explicit. Maybe that's not the right word, but we want to paint the picture to share how it affects the person and how they're enjoying the benefits of your product or service. Think about things like intangible benefits. Intangible benefits can be things like peace of mind, being able to take 2 weeks off from work because you don't have to work every day in order to get your paycheck. Think about the feelings, the lifestyle changes that people will enjoy from using your product or service, or they are, and paint that into your happy ending for your customer. Well, we are almost to the end of our broadcast today, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. I'm thankful for the replay viewers. I'm grateful for those of you that are on live with me, whether you're on the web or you're listening on the radio right now with me on the phone. I will let you know our guest next week is Michael Babcock out of Portland, Oregon. Michael is a blind entrepreneur, and he's going to be sharing with us techniques and strategies that he's used to overcome disabilities in order to begin and have a very successful business online. So I'm very excited about having Michael join us next week. Of course, everybody, if you're in the Facebook group with me, if you're not, please ask to join us. Go to facebook.com/ Black Belt Selling. Ask to join. We'll be happy to add you to the group. I'm going to put a special post in there for Stephanie. Please wish her a great life as she gets married this Sunday. I want to thank you for joining me once again. Stephanie and I are so excited that we've had one full year of broadcasting. And if you're interested in that CD, please, please let us know in the Facebook group. I'm going to go ahead and end the broadcast for Stephanie, who's about to start a new life, and myself, Anna Scheller. We want to thank you for joining us, the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Join us at this same time next week. God bless and have a great week.